This is TWiT.
Very curious what you both think about this story that came out from NBC. Now, this is a cache of documents that actually has been around for a while. The UK government had it for a while. We've talked about its provenance before. It was discovery material in a separate trial that the UK government kind of got from the guy. Facebook was pissed off about it. But apparently NBC has now seen it, combed through the 4,000 pages, largely from 2011 to 2015. And at least according to their characterization, and I want to emphasize that because they're not quoting this verbatim. They're characterizing what they read. So it is conceivable that they're mischaracterizing it. So I want to give Facebook the benefit of the doubt. However, if their characterization is accurate, this is the smoking gun that is the final nail in the coffin, the end of Facebook as we know it.
So, not to oversell it.
Not to oversell it, but when I read this, I went, OMG, I'm sure glad I don't use Facebook. The documents, let me just read NBC's characterization, and I would very much, I want to be fair to Facebook, so any quibbles or caveats or the documents, which include emails, web chats, presentations, spreadsheets, and meeting summaries, show how Zuckerberg, along with his board and management team, found ways to tap Facebook's trove of user data, your data, my data, our data, including information about friends, relationships, even photos, as leverage over companies it partnered with. In some cases, Facebook would reward favored companies by giving them access to the data. In other cases, it would deny data access to rival companies or apps. For instance, Amazon got extended use of that data because it was spending money on Facebook advertising and partnering with them on the launch of the Fire Phone. And on the other hand, Facebook discussed cutting off access to user data for a messaging app that had grown too popular and was viewed as a competitor. This is all they say, but not quoting, they say in the documents. And even worse, all the while, Facebook was formulating a strategy to publicly frame these moves as a way of protecting user privacy.
It's a win-win.
I know I shouldn't be shocked, but this at this point, this is a criminal breach of our trust.
But okay, I don't know. The problem here is it's because they're not quoting what data.
Yeah.
There were rules in place for every app builder. You know, let's go back to the time when Facebook thought of itself as a platform for apps. And at that time, when you wrote apps, if you followed certain rules, you got access to data. So this whole, now data has become the grand scare word. Oh my God, data. Well, data is just information, and it depends on what data. It depends on what your expectation was. It depends upon all of that. So it becomes meaningless without that kind of specificity. As to what it was, did they do bad things? Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Well, I don't know. But this whole notion of that we're going to trade access to data for certain behavior is the way that Facebook has operated from the beginning. And by the way, every media company operates. You buy ads, you get access to data about the users there. That's the way it's operated for a very long time.
But I think the one thing that you could say about some of what NBC is talking about is that there's a clear potential antitrust aspect if Facebook is using its users' data and giving it to certain partners and not to other partners, especially if those other partners have a messenger app that is a threat to Facebook. I mean, that's a very clear, like if I was an antitrust lawyer,
in the years when this was supposedly happening, they weren't as big.
Well, they were still pretty big.
2011 to 2014, they're pretty big.
They were pretty big.
Facebook's response.
I thought it was 2005. 2005.
I'm sorry. I may be misquoting. Let me go back.
I could be wrong.
2011 to 2015.
Okay. All right.
They were pretty big.
I think that's a very obvious antitrust or potential antitrust.
Facebook's response is that the documents were cherry picked. They were cherry picked during the reason these documents exist. There was a lawsuit by 643, the creators of the Pikinis app, Facebook says they cherry-picked those documents from years ago as part of a lawsuit to force Facebook to share information on friends of the app's users. The set of documents, by design, because it's being used in a lawsuit, tells only one side of the story and omits important context. We still stand by the information, the platform changes we made in 2014-15 to prevent people from sharing their friends' information with developers like the creators of Pekinis. The documents were selectively leaked as part of what the court found was evidence of a crime or fraud to publish some but not all of the internal discussions at Facebook at the time of our platform changes. But the facts are clear, Facebook says, and this is actually Facebook's vice president and deputy general counsel, Paul Gruel. The facts are clear. We've never sold people's data. That's a non-denial denial because they're not being accused of selling people's data.
They did talk about it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that comes up in the documents.
They talked about
and that shouldn't surprise us, right? Media companies,
they talk about a lot of things.
Smart enough to get any damn data.
Right.
Talked about whether there was I've sat in meetings with media companies where they talked about, is there a marketplace for our data? Indeed, when I worked at Time Inc., we sold data. We sold your name and your address and what you subscribe to.
Oh, yeah.
We sold lists.
That happens
that's
all the time.
We did as part of our business.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. If you've got a mailing list, that's valuable. You can sell it.
Not just the mailing list, but the data behind it and what could be aggregated around that by companies like Axiom.
Right.
So this has been part of the media business for a very long time. Again, I'm not trying to defend Facebook here, but I am trying say that we don't know enough to come to grand conclusions that this is, oh my God, it's a smoking gun. It's the worst thing that could happen. We just don't know enough.
One more thing, Matthew.
Given the atmosphere these days of media coverage and moral panic, my chair is a really lonely one trying to defend the internet, but I fear if you look at what's happening with regulation in Europe, this kind of talk without evidence could lead to things like this from the UK, and it could hurt the internet.
I want to defend the internet, but the Facebook is not the internet, and in fact, Facebook damages the internet more than any conversation if they're doing stuff like this.
As you said earlier, you might have to defend, to go to your view, you might have to defend Julian Assange defend speech.
But for Facebook to say, we keep your data private. And in fact, the very implicit promise of Facebook is you put your private stuff on there and friends can see it, nobody else. That you control who can see your data.
No, I put everything on there. It's public, and it's very.
Well, that's your
public
choice, but honestly, Facebook's.
Yeah, but that's
what Facebook says. I mean, you ask anybody in the street. When you share something on Facebook to your family, do you expect them to sell it to somebody else?
For not selling it.
Okay, or give it to a favorite partner.
That's what happens. Leo, don't be naive. That's what happens when an advertiser targets an ad. They're getting access to the data. They're making use of that data to target that ad.
Well, and that's one of the reasons I want to understand this better.
Every media company does.
Yes, because NBC could be characterizing, and by the way, NBC does it.
NBC does it.
But they could be characterizing that kind of behavior as giving data up or actually giving people the data. Because Facebook might say, well, yes, you can buy an ad against a demographic, but that doesn't mean we're giving you information about Leo. And so that's the real question is, and absolutely, NBC sells ads against the demographic all the time. Everybody
I sat
does.
In a meeting with Google once some years ago where the publishers were all saying to Google, give us data, give us data, give us data. And Google said, no. And they said, if you want access to the value of that data, you use our ad server and you get access, but we don't give you the data, right? That's the way this operates. So yes, there's access to the data to that extent. And yes, you can target things and you can do things. Where the data is residing, it's this talk becomes very naive at that point.
So,
but we're also talking about an entity that's much, much larger and has oceans more data than any media entity that's ever existed.
And I will
like
again,
the companies are
it's
too
not
damn
like a group
stupid
of
to have done this on their own.
But are you
every
saying
company I know agreed. Wants this and should have done this and didn't?
But are you
idiots.
Saying users are stupid for trusting that Facebook wouldn't do that? Are they dumb for not realizing? Well, everybody does it.
But
you're
again,
stupid.
What's the what that they're doing that you're accusing them of doing?
Well, that's
here?
The question.
If right, and if it's nothing more than saying, hey, Amazon, these people are likely to want to be stupid enough to want your phone because of this fact and this fact and this fact, That's the nature of media advertising today.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
So we don't, we're indicting, and there may be reason to indict Facebook. They're doing lots of stupid things. I'm not denying that. But let's not have the trial without the evidence.
Right. And to be fair to Facebook, we should point out that the Pikinis app that was in this lawsuit that this data came from, the entire apps was designed to peek at people in bikinis, and the way it got that information is getting photos not just from you but from your friends, and Facebook cut them off, saying, you know, you can't get photos not just of the people who are using the Pikinis app, but their friends and friends of friends. That's when Facebook very famously turned off that friends of friends feature. And that's a pretty reprehensible use of that data. So
it is, because all these things start with good intentions and good use, and then bad people come along and figure out how to exploit it to the ill. Yeah. And the tech companies never saw enough what could have happened, and then they got caught in arrears. That's the reality we've got to deal with now. So now you have to assume the worst more often than we did in the early days of the internet. We didn't do that.
Right.